on the bottom of the Vavam Adais, after it rejects the option of Hizik Tura Nidan, the Tura, the Hekdesh, because that would go against our understanding of Shor Yehu. So where does Rabbi Akiva have a Kal V'chomer that when one is paying Hekdesh, one certainly pays with Meitav? So the Gemara offers Ela La'omer Harei La'imana Lebede Kavayis Da'asa Gizbar Shakil Me'idis. That perhaps we're dealing with a situation where a person makes a nedava to Bede Kavayis, then in such a situation that has teeth. That halacha means that there's a chiyuv mamam to the Gizbar. Namely, this goes beyond the world of Nedarim. Nedarim is a world of Isur Veheter. That we have a chiyuv mamon to Hekdesh, and that should be paid with Meitav. So just a word about this concept over here, that Amira creates a chiyuv mamon to Hekdesh. That we have a din of Harei Alai, we're dealing over here with Dibur that creates a chiyuv mamon. This is what's called in Shas, Amiraso legavoa kemisiraso lehedyot. What the makar of Amirasol Gavoa Misirasol Hedyot? Namely, just as in the world of Hedyot you require a Maisa Kinyan, Amira is the equivalent of that Maisa Kinyan. So there is a Yerushalmi in Kedushin in the first parak that builds it on the pasuk Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, or rather on the sorry the pasuk of Lashem Haaretz Umaloa, the other direction, Lashem Haaretz Umaloa. That the moment that you say this belongs to Hekdesh, so you have this Kinyan Chatzer of Hekdesh, Hashem Ha'aretz Umaloa. In the Rishonim, there is a Rashbam in Baba Basra who says we have a pasuk Ish Ki Yakdish Es Beiso Kodesh. It appears that halachically is considered to be a meaningful act, that there's a concept of being Makdish B'dibur that has Chiyuvei Mamon that's attached to it. There is a parallel Gemara, which is quoted by the Rishonim later on Daf Lamed Vavam Adbeis. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Vavam Ad Aleph, B'picha Zot Tzedakah. That if you say with your mouth that you're planning on giving money to Tzedakah, that also has teeth. B'picha Zot Tzedakah. The question is, to what level does it have teeth? To what madrega? So, the Rif, later on, in the pages of the Rif, it's Yudches Amad Aleph to Yudches Amad Beis, on the Gemara, on Daf Lamed Vav Amad Beis, the Gemara over there, in the bottom of the page, if you want to look for, with me, about six lines from the bottom, gives a case, Ahu Gavra, it gives a situation over there where someone was mevayish another individual, and the fine that was put on him was a very, very small amount of money, a half of a zuz. So, 5 months of Amari Ahu Gavra, how will palga de zuzahi, since it's only a half of a zuz, lo beina, who needs it? Neis v'la'aniyim. Let's just give it to tzedakah. And then, hadar amar, neis v'niyalei. A half a zuz is a half a zuz. I'll keep it for myself. So the Gemara over there points out, in other words, he says, "Neisva niyalei ezel avrilei nafshoy." I can buy a coke. I can buy something cheap with it. Amalei Rav Yosef tule kvar zachu be aniyim. So the question is, how were the aniyim zoche? And so the Gemara over there implies that we have a maimad shloshtan. We had a gabay of the aniyim, etc., etc. So the Rishonim ask, why not simply say, Picha Zot Tzedakah? He said he was giving it should be enough. So over there in the Rif, he brings two deos as to whether the din of a Picha Zot Tzedakah is really a din of Amirasol Gavoa Kemisirasol Hedyot, namely it's an expansion of the din of Amirasol Gavoa, or it's just a chiyuv of Neder. It's more a din of Iser Beheter rather than a din that has teeth in the world of Mamanos. That's the background for the Mar Makom that I gave you in Choshe Mishpat. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch over there in Choshe Mishpat in Siman Pei Zayin Sif Kafe in Mechaber Paskin, it's a Kol HaToein L'Chaveiro Ta'ana Shafilu Im Hoda Lo Yischayev Mamam. If someone makes a taina on someone else, you owe me money, but even if a fellow were to agree to the case, there would be no money owed. Aval pi shekafar ein mechayevin oso heses. In other words, I claim you never owed me, you never said anything. But even had you done or said something, I wouldn't have been chayev. In such a situation, there's no korban. There's no shvuas heses. Ketzad, the example it's given in the Gemara. Amarta lilite limana. You promised you were going to give me money. And the other fellow says, lahadam, nothing doing. So the halacha is, ein mashbiyan oso lo heses v'lo chayrem, sha'afim hoda, eno chayev lo klum. Since telling someone, I promise I'm going to give you money, has no halachic validity, there is halachic validity means it's not actionable by a court. There is a din of mishapara, the person should keep his word, but it's not actionable by a court. So therefore, in this situation, even when there's a denial, there's no shvuas heses. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Comes along the shach over there, quoted by the Ktzos, who points out, Nira di'im hu ani, if a poor person knocked on my door, and I told him, come back tomorrow, I'll give you $10, in that situation, kevan de'en yochol lachzorbo, since by an ani we have a din of a pichozo tztaka, so mashbiyan also heses. The shach says that in that case, since the words of telling an ani, I'm going to give you money, are actionable in a court, so there would be a shvuas heses. So the tumim over there points out, it depends. Hainu dafko lamando amar mira la ani o sekinyan of having come a mesira lahedya. That's only according to one side of the riff, that we view amira la ani ke mesira lehedyo, like a mirula gavoas kimisiru lehedyo. So, avolaman damar de mirulani ela eno ela mitam neder. It's a din of iser veheter. In other words, I'm chayev midine shamayim to give the ani, like I'm chayev midine shamayim to keep my word in terms of a korban. Im kain kamo de ein nostin shvua al tkias kaf. In other words, so just as if I would have given him my hand, a handshake, that wouldn't have been actionable in a court. So this is no more than the handshake. V'gam, and then the tumim continues, leman da'amar da'havei k'misira lehedyot, even if we're going to compare staka to hekdesh, that we say that a word is a word and it's actionable in court, haynu dafka b'chefetz miyuchad. That's only if I tell the ani, I'm planning to give you a book, I'm planning to give you something that has an identity. Aval Omer etem lechamana, but the fact that I'm saying I'm going to give you $10, ain't shayach ba mesira lehedyot. V'chein behekdesh lo kidshu metaltalav. In other words, that the whole halacha of amirasa legavoa kemesirasa lehedyot should be taken very, very literally. Kemesirasa. Namely, what do I hand over? I hand over an item, metaltalin. So I view the amira as handing over the metaltalin. But if we're dealing with simply a statement that I'm going to owe you money, that's meaningless in the world of hekdesh, and it's meaningless in the world of tztaka. Comes along with Tzos and says, how in the world can you say it's meaningless in the world of hekdesh? We have over here a Gemara, Harei alai mana lebede kabayis, and we see that it's actionable. We see Asi Gizbor v'shakel mi'idis. Asi Gizbor, leaving aside what he's taking, it means that he's doing this according to the court system. And so, l'chora, points out the Ktzos, Hu Hadin La'anim. That's the Ktzos says, Hu Hadin Bom Areya Laimana La'anim, Lamandam Armir La'ani, Kama Mir La'gavoa, then Nischayevu Nechasin. It's considered to be Bezeh Pashut. Namely, that we have over here a Pogor Machlokas between Kotvir, I have a better word for it, between the Ktzos and the Tumim, as to how do we understand the concept of kemisirasa lehedyot, both by hekdesh and by tztaka. The two go hand in hand. Either, in both cases, I require dafka an object, that's the sheet of the tumim, or in both cases, I don't need an object. Even just saying harei alei mana is going to be a machayev, the individual, both in hekdesh and in staka. What, and the ksos, of course, has a very powerful raya from our gemar. It says black and white. Lechora, what would be, you know, a solution, where for this issue, what would be where is the room for a third shita? Maybe there's a difference between hekdesh and staka. Namely, neither side allows for such a distinction that they say that the two of them go hand in hand. However, there is a Reb Chaim in Hilchos Mechira in Perek Kaf Beis who makes such a distinction, where the Rambam over there in Hilchos Mechira Perek Kaf Beis quotes the din of the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Vav Amad Beis, he quotes the halacha of tzedakah, and over there the Reb Chaim points out v'nira lomar bazeh. Dehine beikar hachdina de bepicha zot tzedakah b'nedava de diburo luchud naasa etzem hadavar shel aniyim. That we view that we have over here, dibur is able to go beyond the world of nether. Dibur is able in other words to actually make it belong to the ani bedine mamanos. Yesh la'ayin. Im neima de bidiburo naase achefetz shel aniyim bi'ikar hadin mamon legamrei. Harehu mamonam lechol davar v'lo mechzer lehu tu shum kinyan. Should we say that we have over here a total transfer? It's leaving party A and moving to party B. There's no need for a kinyan. Misiraso, amiraso letzdaka kemisiraso lehedyot totally. On neima deikar zechias aniim bedin mamam lo shayach kral ledin bepichas otzdaka ki im deshave lechol kinyan mamon ba'alma the tzarech dafka kinyan. No, even the ani, even after the amir requires the kinyan, but what did the dibur do? Bidibura ba'alma, in the world of the ani, lo kanu, as opposed to hekdesh, ubidibura lo mahani rakliyan dechayol al hachefetz chalos shem tztaka v'nitvas bedin ma'os aniyim. V'zed dina depicha zo tztaka. Namely, that what we do is we put a label on the cheftza. This cheftza is mamon aniyim. It's more than just a neder. A neder is nothing on the cheftza. It's simply something that the gaver is going to be chayev to do. But over here, we're putting on the cheftza adin mamon. V'zed dina de bepicha zot staka. And Reb Chaim points that feels the Rambam is taking that latter approach. And that's is what the Rif and Tosfos had in mind, and they point out you can only say that we're going to have a bepicha zot staka, that we're giving a label on something which is a davar shebala olam, on something which is birishus, then the label can be given. We would say it in terms of the tumim, you can only say it on a cheftza, but not on not if there's no cheftza on which anything could be chal. In other words, so we can distinguish between that the tumim's requirement of a cheftza, that's dafka in the world of tztaka, where what is accomplished via the amira is a chalos shem tztaka, that we have turned this into mamon aniyim. But it still requires that the ani make a kinyan. A kinyan is still required. In other words, it's actionable by court. The court will force the individual to give it to the ani, but the ani has to make a kinyan on it, because it in other words, so then a requirement of this new principle that we can create staka via dibur is that there be a cheftza, there be that which the dibur could be chal. Okay, so we have over here then the Tumim on one hand, the Ktzos on the total other hand, and then Reb Chaim, who's not dealing with Arasugi at all, doesn't even bring a Raya from Arasugi, but Reb Chaim simply points out that there's a tremendous difference, and again, he brings sources for it, but we're not going to get involved, you can look at it your own, that there's a big difference between our sugya, which is dealing with Hekdesh, in which the Amira is literally Kimisiraso, and the halacha of Tztaka, B'pichazot Tztaka, that even if it's actionable by a court, but what's being done is just giving a label to the Chayfetz, as opposed to a Kinyan. As opposed to a classic Kenyan. The Kenyan is still required. Once the Kenyan is still required, so we need a Cheftza. Okay? So, in any case, just wanted to bring, you know, since the Ksos quoted our Gemara Azariah, I just wanted to bring up this issue of Harei Olai Mana. So the Gemara asks, perhaps this is the case where we have a Kal Vachomer to Hekdesh. Gemara says, Ma pito? Lo yehei ela ba'al chov, in other words, that we're dealing over here with that which is owed to Hekdesh, u ba'al chov be'benonis. B'chal, we don't have a din of meta. And were we to say that Rabbi Akiva holds that even a ba'al chov pays edis, then b'chal zot, there would be no kavachomer over here to the world of Hekdesh, once Hekdesh is considered to be on the lower rung, rather than on the upper rung. There's no Hekdesh is not a chumra. Hekdesh is a kula. There's no din of Re'ehu by Hekdesh, and therefore there would be no kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, in order to understand, Rabbi Akiva will bring in Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh has a whole different take on the world of Re'ehu. Pum fakir. Not that Re'ehu is a poter, but Re'ehu, or the lack of Re'ehu, is a, not that the lack of Re'ehu is a poter, the lack of Re'ehu is a machayev. Let's look at Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, the Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Shor shel hekdesh shenogach shor shel hedyot patur. This we'll have to come back to. What we're concerned about is next halacha. Shor shel hedyot, shenogach shor shel hekdesh, and now the mazik is going to have to pay hekdesh, bein tam, bein muad, mishalem, nezek shalem. Namely, that the whole din of chatzi nezek is only a din in a world of hedyot. That's what, if you look at the source on the Lamed Zayin Amid Beis of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, and two lines from the bottom, Amar Rish Lakish, Hakol Hayu Bichlal Nezek Shalem. Rish Lakish is explaining Rav Shimon ben Menasseh that really you'd always have to pay Nezek Shalem. Kishapiret Lecha Hakosuv Re'ehu, but when we have a unique halacha that the first three times that you go, you only pay Chatzin Nezek, Gabe Tam Re'ehu, the Tam Meshalem Chatzin Nezek. Michal de Hekdesh, Bein Tam Bein Muad Meshalem Nezek Shalem. Namely, we only have a kula of Chatzin Nezek in a case of Re'ehu. When there's no Re'ehu, no nafkimina between Tam, no nafkimina between Muad, you always pay Nezek Shalem. That we have over here a Chumra in the world of Hekdesh. That Hekdesh receives Nezek Shalem when it's damaged. And so, then, now we have the Kal v'chomer. If in the world of Hedyot we say that you have to pay Meitav, even though Hedyot has a Kula of Chatzin Nezek, so Kal v'chomer in the world of Hekdesh, where there's no Chatzin Nezek, there's always Nezek Shalem, Kal v'chomer, that we would have a din of Meitav. Correct? That's what the Gemara points out. Okay, and then that fits in very, very nicely. What the Gemara over here doesn't explain is the first half of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, that when you have a shore of Hekdesh that gores a shore of Hedyot, patur. There's no chiyev at all. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? After all, what we pointed out was that Re'ehu is something which limits a chiyev, but there's no din of Re'ehu by Hekdesh. So why? If a shore shall Hekdesh is no geyach, Ashur, shel hedyot, should there be a ptur? So that bothered very much the Rishonim. And Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz sort of serves as a a ma'asef l'kol ha-machanos. So if you look over there, I quoted it for you. It's in the Shita on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. I mean, I know the Gemara is Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, but the Shita is on the next page. Zelashan Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz Hakol Hayu B'chal Nezik Shalem. He quotes Rish Lakish in his explanation of Rish Shimon ben Asya. V'hashta Shaminan Shapir Dehegiot Behekdesh. That when a shore of a hegiot gores a shore of hekdesh, Vein Tam Beimuad Mishalim Nezik Shalem Lo Rabbi Shimon, because we don't have the Petur of Re'ehu. And therefore we go back to our default position, which is Nezik Shalem. V'hekdesh Behegiot Patur, the ratio of Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, where does that come out from? Ika lemishma name mereihu the cave on the linya nizak nidrash hireihu liapos kocho shel hekdesh kidepirashti, that when we have in the world of nizak, when the animal being damaged is that of hekdesh, then we have a yipui koach of hekdesh. Hekdesh is going to get nezik shalem both in tam and in muad. Imkain islan lemedrash nami mereihu gabe mazik. Even though the word Re'ehu is not mentioned at all in the world of Mazik, but from this drasha we see that there's a world of Yipui Koach of Hekdesh. Liyapos Kocho Shel Hekdesh, the Behekdesh and Nagach Behedyot, Patur Legamre Betam. Kevon the Tam Patur, Muad Name Patur. Namely, that since in the world of the Nizak, we're being Miyape, the Koach of Hekdesh, that there's no din of Chatzi Nezek, but rather Nezek Shalem. In the din of Mazik, there'll also be no din of Chatzi Nezek, but rather a Ptur. That we want Hekdesh always to be one up on Hedyot. So when Hedyot pays Nezek Shalem, when Hedyot is paid Nezek Shalem, when Hedyot is a Nizak, and it's paid, when Hedyot is paid Chatzi Nezek, so Hekdesh is paid Nezek Shalem. When Hedyot pays Chatzi Nezek, Hekdesh isn't going to pay anything. That's the Yipui Koach. It's always going to be one up on Hedyot. It's going to go in both directions. That's a fascinating svara, but it's like, you know, you sort of have a dialogue of Amen Hadin Leos Kedid. It's a tremendous chiddush. What's the alternative? Ubekuntrish Piresh, the Behekdesh, Behedyot. In this case, where a shor of Hekdesh is no geach a shor of Hedyot, Pater Rishume Menasya, Mishum, the Ein Re'ehu Le Hekdesh, Umidichsiv Re'ehu, in the world of the Nizak, Alma Mairi, Bemazik, the Shayach Be Re'ehu. The word Re'ehu means that we have my friend. Namely, we're on the same plane. The Mazik and the Nizak are on the same plane. So, when a shore of Hekdesh is Nogeach, a shore of Hedyot, we're always missing that same plane. We're missing the Re'ehu. Namely, it's built more, not on a Yipui Koach, but on a Xeres HaKosuv. Perushim Acherim Kosuv Bekuntrus, Mishum Deshor Ish. That the phrase that's used by a Mazik is Shor Ish, and it creates a new drasha, Alma Mairi, B'Mazik Hedyo. I mean, you know, you could say that's Pshuta Shel Mikra, but certainly it's not the Pshuta Shel Mikra of the Rabbanan. It's the Pshuta. In other words, that we're dealing over, we're creating a new drasha. Mihu kashe leaves it out. Lekola perushim nehi delo mayri ella b'mazik the hegyot akate menolan b'hachi the mamit mazik the hekdesh lepitura ema the mamit lechiyuva afilutam mishalek nezek shalem. In other words, that this goes far beyond the din of Rav Shimon ben Asya. Rav Shimon ben Asya's halacha was only said when Hekdesh is the Nizak. How do you jump to the world of Hekdesh, of Hekdesh being the Mazik? V'yishlamar, al korchach Hekdesh eno bichlal Mazik. That we learn out from Re'ehu that Hekdesh is simply not in the parasha of Mazik. It's in the parasha of Nizak, and it's not in the parasha of Mazik. Why? Kidachsi v'huad b'ba'alav. The Hekdesh ain't lo b'ayim. The parasha of Mazik, we have a different pasuk. That when you have a case of a Mazik that gores three times, then the Eidus on those three times has to be in front of the owner. So the assumption is that every Mazik has to have an owner. And Hekdesh has no b'ayim that can come to court. We spoke about the fact that a king, Yadai HaMelech, could be brought to court.
No, we spoke about that once. No.
Yeah, that a king can be brought to court. Who are the Baalav, and that's where Rabbanah made a takana that they shouldn't, because it caused tremendous loss of Tamei Chachamim. But you need a Baal. The problem is that lechora we have a Gemara by Yesomim that we have a din of who are the Baalav, even though they don't really have a Baal and don't have an owner. And you know, it's okay, but in any case, that part of Rav Shimon ben Asya is not our sugya. Our sugya is dealing with the world where Hekdesh is the Nizak. He gets Nezek Shalem even from a short time. And on that, we have the Kal Vachomer that is going to be paid in Meitav. Yes?
According to the first answer, that it was Yukal Kalcho, so it makes sense why he would, when it was a Nizak, so then that would get the full Nezek Shalem, but when it's a Mazik, it goes down to Ptur. But here, it's just saying the reason why it's not the Mazik. So what's the reason that when Hekdesh is the Nizak that it gets?
When Hekdesh is the Nizak, classically, the Nizak should always get Nezek Shalem. That should be our default position. Nizak always gets Nezek Shalem. But we have a unique halacha that when the Nizak is Shorei Ehu, he gets Chatzi Nezek. That's an exception to the rule. But that exception to the rule was only said in the world of Hedyot, not in the world of Hekdesh. Okay, but within the world of Mazik, l'chor, we don't have the raw material to build a drasha. So either we'll just build a new drasha, shorish, or we'll build a new concept of you need a mazik has to have bailim, or somehow we're going to learn out that this is also a concept of yipli koach. It's all of the possibilities are somewhat doch. Okay, in any case, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we have the correct pshat in Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva is dealing with the Kal Vachomer of Hekdesh in a case where Hekdesh is the Nizak and he holds like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, not like Rabbanan. Then we have Akasha, Ramile Abaye L'Rava, Ksiv, Meitav Sadehu U'Meitav Karmo Yishale Meitav In Midi Achrina Lo. It appears that Meitav is a unique payment which is paid in the world of Nezikin from the Mazik to the Nizak. But how can that be? V'atanya, we have a drasha, Yashiv L'Rabos Shav Kesef Afilu Subin, that you can pay off the Nezik even with jelly beans. You can pay off the Nezik with a room full of jelly beans. That'll be worth the shor. That clearly is not Meitav. So what do we do with these two sources? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, bum bum bum. Before we get to the answer, at least the Havamina of the answer that we left with today, the Gemara is going to reject this answer, but at least with the Havamina, there is Rabbeinu Chananel over here that sort of raises eyebrows. Look at the first five lines of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rami le Abaye le Rava, Rabbi Akiva, de Katani, Meitav Sadeyu Shel Mazik, V'atanya kesef yashiv lebalav lerabo shav kesef perush yashiv kol ma shebishalem hamazik shezohi shebedidei tala rachmana dichsiv yashiv. What over here does Rabbeinu Chananel do to this question? In other words, how could you have learned the question of the Gemara without Rabbeinu Chananel? And what does Rabbeinu Chananel, how does he limit the question of the Gemara? We had a machlokas Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, correct? That we pointed out, and the Gemara remains with it over here in the Zayin Amad Aleph, whose standard of Meitav do we use? The standard of the Mazik or the standard of the Nizak? Right? We had such a machlokas. What? In other words, how would you have learned the Gemara without Rabbi Chananel? The question is on the din of Meitav, but what does it do with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva has a different standard of Meitav than Rishmo, that's correct. But over here, Yashiv, Lechora, is saying, who needs Meitav? jelly beans are the equivalent of metav. Whether we're dealing with the meit lechora, dealing with the metav of the mazik and metav of niza, why did Rabbi Nochanano bring in Rabbi Akiva over here? Lo Rabbi Akiva de katani metav sadehu shel mazik ve hatanya kesef yoshiv lebaalav lo rabos shave kesef perush yoshiv kol mashe mishalem ha mazik shavehi. The Bedidei Tala Rachmana, Dichsiv Yoshiv. And so Rabbi Chanano sort of tries to explain himself, Minei Ubei, what's his explanation? Why is he setting this up according to Rabbi Akiva? What words does Rabbi Chanano add into our Gemara? Perush Yoshiv, Kol Mashe Mishalem Hamazik Shavehi, De Bididei Tala Rachmana, Dechsiv Yoshiv. Oh, Ellie, what does Rabbi Nochanan say? Who is the subject of the Pasuk Yoshiv?
Saying Yishalim is talking about the Mazik. So for him, Yoshiv is.
No, it said that we're, in other words, Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry, who is, remember we had Ibo Yisema Kra, what was the Ibo Yisema Gzeira Shab, and was the, no, sorry, that Rabbi Akiva based himself on the Kra, Rabbi Shmuel based himself on the Gzeira Shava, right, of Lemar Lamalo Lamata, that within Rabbi Akiva, that we're dealing over here with the Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem, the subject of the Pasuk is Mazik. Similarly, the subject of the Pasuk of Yashiv is Mazik. And therefore, since the subject of both Pesukim are Mazik, so we have over here a stira within the criteria. Or should the criteria be Meitav, which is one Pasuk, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem, or do we have kesef yashiv leba'alav, that the yashiv is lerabos shave kesef? According to Rabbi Yishmael, the moment that we are not working off of the pasuk, working off of the gzerah shava of sada sada, in other words, so one pasuk is relating to the mazik, one is relating to the nizak, there's no connection between them at all. The problem is that we pointed out that even Rabbi Yishmael has the crow, that even Rabbi Yishmael has to deal with it. But in any case, just be aware that Rabbi Nochananel understood this question on a local plane, it's a question of Rabbi Akiva, rather than an overall question on Meitav, as all the other Rishonim Lakora understood. So, yeah?
So, just saying that if it's from Nizak's, the Mazik perspective, then it's great for the Kiva. If it's not, so then it's a big question.
Correct. Okay, so the Gemara then says perhaps the two psukim are dealing with two different circumstances. Lo kasha, kan midaito, kan ba'al chorcho. That when the mazik says, oh my goodness, I broke your window, in other words, how much does it cost, and I'm willing to pay you, then how can he pay? With jelly beans. Ma she'en kein. When he says, what window, or he argues on the price, etc., and we have to go to court, then how are we going to have the payment?
Meitav.
Only b'meitav. What does that tell us, again, in this havamina, about the nature of meitav? In other words, how much is, in other words, again, what is our default position? When I break a window, how much do I really owe? How much do I owe when I break a window? Simply for the act of breaking the window, where am I starting from? What over here is the exception, the midaito or the baal korcho?
The baal korcho
is the exception. In other words, that really what I owe is value. Value, in other words, shava kesef is also value. Paper clips have value. Jelly beans have value. Money has value. Meitav has value, but I could pay whatever value I want. Namely, I have to pay you for a broken window. So, in other words, I really should replace your window. I really should replace your window. Instead of replacing your window, the Torah says I can just give you the value of the loss, but I can give it to the chor anyway. When do I have to pay Meitav?
You're unwilling.
What? Why? In other words, Meitav is a halacha in what? What? In other words, in what realm is do we have the din of Meitav? What?
The Bezdin has to come out, they have to proceed.
It's a din in Gvias Bezdin. That, what's the language, Rabbi Akiva? Lo baha kasuv ela ligvos l'nezikin min ha-meitav. Namely, that meitav is not a halacha in what I owe. Meitav is halacha in Bezdin. When Bezdin has to go and be gover, when Bezdin has to go into my estate, and they have to take something from me, then they take Meitav. It's a din within Bezdin, within the Gvia of Bezdin. That's what, according to this Havamina. We'll see the Havamina is rejected, but according to this Havamina, but Yitachin, that this is, you know, where it's, if you look in the Rambam, how does the Rambam begin the Halacha of Meitav? In Perek Ches Halacha Yud?
Yeah.
Keshe Bezdin diskakin liv gavos hanizok minichzei hamazik, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, in other words, that we're dealing over here with the din in Gvias Bezdin, not within a din in terms of Be'etzem, what is owed. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. And that's why we distinguish between the world of Midaito and the world of Al-Horcho. We can ask ourselves, well, what exactly is this din of Bezdin? Is this a knas? Is this you know, where it's a, somehow we're fining the individual because he was matriach, the Bezdin, to get involved in a case that could have just worked out of court, and he did it in court? So if you look in Rashi over here, midaito, there's a very interesting turn of phrase, midaito. E mishalem le mazik nisko midaito, delo atreche litzok alav bebezdin, shakil subin. Okay. Aval im eno rotze hamazik l'shalem nisko l'nizak ela bebezdin, dehainu ba'al korcho, eno mishalem ela, what word does Rashi use?
Kesef.
What's pointed out over here by the Rashash? Those who have a fancy Gemaras, it's also in the Hagos v'Tziyunim, I assume. Sivkatan Vav.
It should say
Meitav. It should say Meitav. Now, that's very hard to say that we have a Toa Sofer from Kesef to Meitav. I mean, you know, that's not like a Vav is missing, or even a word is missing. Nothing is missing over here. Rashi wrote the word Kesef. What the Rashas is saying, 100%. We're not talking, are you paying with jelly beans or with money? We're talking, are you paying with jelly beans or with Meitav? So why over here does Rashi bring in money? So let's just skip to the end of the suit. Like, what is the din of Meitav? Why would we insist that there would be a tashlum of Meitav? Whether we're dealing by a korach of midaito, what function do we have in Meitav which is missing in Beinonis or Ziburis? What does Meitav accomplish? I mean, so my nafgamina, if I'm dealing with with 100 meters in downtown Manhattan, or I'm dealing with 5 square miles in Connecticut. In other words, they're both worth $1 million. So I caused you $1 million. I smashed your yacht. In other words, I caused you $1 million of damage. So my nafgamina, why would we have this din of Meitav that you have to give the real estate in downtown Manhattan as opposed to giving the real estate in Connecticut?
One's easier to sell.
Hmm?
One's easier to sell.
Nachon, that's what the Gemara points out. If you look just for a minute on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, where the sugya ends at the two dots at the end of the third wide line, leisav li mi meitav ki hechi delikpots ala zvine. Meitav is something which is immediately redeemable for money. There is no problem. There are people waiting in line to buy that 100 meters in Manhattan. And therefore, that's the concept of Meitav. Namely, what Be'etzem is Meitav? In other words, what do we? What Meitav is the equivalent of what?
Cash.
Of Kesev. This is Rashi. Rashi is telling us, in other words, that Meitav and Kesev are basically interchangeable. In other words, that the Meitav is simply a way of giving the Nizak a way of getting back his window as quickly as possible. He doesn't have to do more than simply walk out of court and say, I have now Meitav, and people will wait online to give him cash, and then he can fix his window. Mashain Kane, the real estate, again, depending as to where it is. If it's in Connecticut, we'll call it Benonis. If it's in Alaska, right, then we'll call it Ziburis. When I was a kid, in Rice Krispies, they used to give you a square inch of land in Alaska. You get a deed, like for every box of Rice Krispies, or every you sent in, you know, box tops, for every 5 boxes that you bought, you get this deed that you have now an inch of square inch of land in Alaska. That's, you know, that was given to you by Kellogg's. And it was, that's, you know, in a chinami, probably, you know, words, I could redeem that, but you know, who would buy it from me? That's the ziburis, you know, words, at some point, maybe. If I bought enough box tops, you know, or enough Rice Krispies, I'd get a square foot, and then maybe someone would want to put an oil drill in my square foot or something. Who knows? But that's already, in other words, but so over here, I think that Rashi is very nice. The Rashi is very meduyak. Eino mashalim ela kesef, because that's really the din of Meitav. Okay. But we have over here this drasha. I don't need Meitav. I don't need cash. It's enough to have a room full of, you know, it's a paper clips of jelly beans. Larabo shava kesef afilu subim. Now I could give you a large quantity of, I don't know, Gemar Baba Kama. After the end of the year, I could collect from Torah Shraga all the Gemar Baba Kamas that are left in the Beis Medrash. And you could probably, you know, eventually find someone who will take them off your hands for a certain small amount of money. That he'll say, well, I'm coming to pick it up. That should be enough. I'm picking up your, you know, you don't have to destroy the Geniza, you know, with Baba Kamas. I'll take them from you. You know, it's that even Subin, as long as they're worth the equivalent of the damage, that's enough. So Tosus points out the Perakama de Kedushin Darshina Nami Hachi Gave Eved Ivri, that an Eved Ivri, we have halacha of Giron Kesef, that if the Eved Ivri was bought for 6 years, and he worked for 3 years, he can redeem himself by paying himself out. In other words, if he was bought for $1,000 a year, and he was given $6,000 to become an Eved, so after 3 years, if he raises, he does crowd raising, is that what it's called?
Crowdfunding.
He does crowdfunding. He puts an ad on Facebook that if I'm an Eved, I have 3 years left, if everyone will give $5, you know, then quickly I can raise this $3,000 and become free. And so we have this din of Giron Kesef, that the Eved could pay his owner even in Subin, even in Shavah Kesef. Doesn't have to necessarily pay him in Edis or Benonis or Zibro. You know, he could pay him even with Subin. So the Gemara has such a drasha also in the world of Eved Ivri. What is the issue? So, you know, isn't it nice to have like a lot of drashas? So we have a drasha in the world of Nezikin, and we have a drasha in the world of Eved Ivri. Is that a problem? Is it a problem to have more than one drasha?
Why is it necessary?
Why is it necessary? When we have one drasha, right, like if the word aid in the Torah in one place means two aidim, so we say everywhere in the Torah it says aid, it means two aidim. What do we call that principle? Where we learn that from one exception the rule? A binyanav, right? A binyanav. If this is the meaning in place A, that's what it means, b'chol haTorah kula. So if we only had a drasha in Nezikin, or only had a drasha by Eved Ivri, we would say that that's a din, b'chol haTorah kula. What happens when you have two drashas?
Then I would say that only in these two places.
What's that called? 100%? What? Shnei Ksuvim? Ein Belamdin. Right, ain belamdin. The moment you have two, then we say these two are exceptions. Namely, the Chazal want to learn out from the din of Sheva Kesef. It's not dafka by Nezikin. It's also by Pidyon Haben. It's also by Kedusha Isha. Wherever there's a din of kesef, we have a din of yashiv, shava kesef is kekesef. That's the first Mishnah in Kedushin, right? That shava kesef, kekesef dami. So if we have a din, you know, ish mekadesh be, you know, be pruta, or be shava pruta. So where is it learned out from? Well, it could be learned out from the Zikin. It could be learned out from Eved Ifri. But if we have two of them, maybe we can't learn out at all. Namely, the two say that these are the exceptions. Everywhere else, you need mamash kesef. So Tosas points out, v'yeshum tzrichusa. No. It had to be written in both places, because if it had only been written in one, we wouldn't have known the other. And if you looked at the Tosas over there in Kedushin, it points out, had we only had a din of Shabbat Kesef Kesef by Eved Ivri, we would never have learned the Zikin out from there, because what would we have said? What do you need in the Zikin? Meitav. Mm-hmm. You need Meitav. We would never have known the din of Shabbat Kesef. And if we only had the din of Shabbat Kesef by the Zikin, we never would have known Eved Ivri. We would have said that maybe Eved Ivri is worse that over there. How did he become an Eved Ivri? He went ahead and he stole the Mona Lisa and he couldn't afford to pay for it. So he had to be sold as an Eved. Why should we go out of our way to help him? He's an Avarian. Even if he's an Avarian who claims to the Baal Tshuva, but Becholso, he put himself into this. There's no reason why we should be making on him. So there's room to go back and forth, and therefore we need both brushes. That's what all of that is Tosus over there in Kedusha. I just wanted to share with you that Rav Lichtenstein had a different approach, which when we learn Kedushin, he learned with us, and I think that it's very beautiful and will give us more of an understanding, somewhat of the world of payment. If you look over here in the Shulchan Aruch that I put to you on the page, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat in Hilchos Mekach Umemkar and Siman Kuvtzadi, it teaches us how you buy karka. It says a karka niknes bekesef shtar or remembers the Mishnah in Kedushin. Kesef Shtar or Via is by Kedusha, by Karka. Kesef Shtar or Chazaka. Chazaka. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It is a Mishnah, but it's by Kedusha. Kesef Shtar v'Chazaka. So in Shulchan it says Kesef Ketzad. How do you buy Karka with Kesef? Machar lo bayis osade v'nosan lo Kesef shaveprutta kana v'ein echad mehem yochol lachzor bo. Okay, I want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. So it says over here that if I go to the city of New York and they agree to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge, I can give them Shavah Kesef. Let's assume that a nickel is Shavah Kesef. Okay, a pruta, a Shavah Pruta. Let's assume a nickel is Shavah. I'll give them a nickel, and then the Brooklyn Bridge is mine, and either side can be Chozer. What does that mean? In halacha, that the Brooklyn Bridge is mine, and either side can be chozer. So that's a machlokas between the sma and the taz. Let's look at the sma. Nosan lo kesef sheva pruta. The pachos mi pruta ein chashivus liknotba. That if let's say, in terms of we're dealing over here with a silver standard. Let's say that now a penny is less than a sheva pruta. You can't use a penny, but you can use a nickel. V'ayri dafka kishenosano hasheva pruta al demei hapiro v'hashar zokaf alav b'milve. And it's clearly the case is what was we agreed that I'll buy the Brooklyn Bridge for $10 million and I gave a nickel. What does it mean I gave a nickel? It means that I created a loan that now I owe 9,999,999 and 95 cents. That's the case, namely that I bought it for the amount of $10 billion. I'm just giving this as a down payment. This is my down payment. There's a minimum down payment. Al derach shenisbar b'siman zeh v'kitzir kan v'samach ha-mashekosav acharze. O, kishekol shovi ha-mekach eno ela pruta. Or, maybe we're dealing over here, where I'm buying that square inch of land in Alaska, and really, it's only worth a nickel. And that's why it says, I give a sheva pruta. But I have to pay with that which I am purchasing. Aval ein lomar delo airi kan bekesef shenosein bishvil shovi hamekach ela nosein lo pruta sheva pruta zon yishtabdu zel azeh ziliknot vezeh limkor ve'ein echad yochol lachzer bo. Don't think that we're dealing over here with a halachic arbitrary means of kinyan, that somehow when I give a nickel, the Brooklyn Bridge is now mine. And the money now they have to go to court to get the rest of the money from me, because basically I bought it. Dumya, the kinyan shtar, v'chazaka, v'kinyan sudar. Namely, that we have all sorts of halachic means of kinyan. In other words, if I would have bought the Brooklyn Bridge with kinyan sudar, they would have, I would have lifted their handkerchief, and then it's mine. What about the money? Oh, the money, I certainly have to pay, but that's different. Currently, it's mine. Or kinyan chazak, I would have riveted a rivet into the Brooklyn Bridge. Then it's mine. Kesef in the world of karka is not a maisa kinyan. Toha kesef kinyan nilmad bistei efron, the kesef adiska bistei efron, have a deme shaveh hasada. That kesef is arba meyot shekel kesef over la socher. Kesef is value. Namely, there's a concept of kesef piraon. I'm paying value. And so the Sma says that we have two different types of kesef. We have kesef kinyan, and we have kesef piraon. When I want to get married to a woman, and I give her a nickel, that's kesef kinyan. She's mekudeshet to me with a nickel. Does it mean she's worth a nickel? Chas v'shalom. She's worth more than, I would say worthless. In other words, she's worth, priceless. Thank you very much. She's priceless. Thank you. Wow, that would have been terrible. Okay. She's priceless. But I give a nickel, and with that nickel, that's considered to be a maisa kesef kinyan. Like, in other words, sudar, like chazaka. These are maisa kinyan. In the world of Isha, I have a din. Kesef, shtar, bia. Those are three maisa kinyan that work on Isha. But when we're dealing with a field, when we're dealing with karka, right, I have to pay value. That's what we learn out from Stei Ephron. Comes along the Taz and says, Shavet Pruta, Ayein Mashekos of Smasiv Kotan Alef Tekol Shelo Nosan Lebetara Shobi Hamekach Enokone Lo Hevanti Devarav HaKosav HaRama. Quotes later on, Ba'amar Ervoni Yikon Kone Hakol. You can be Kone something even with a small amount of money. Va'od Hagabi Kinyan Isha Bekesef Nilmad Me Ephraim. In other words, how can you distinguish between Karka and Isha? The Gemara learns out the din of Kesef Kinyan from the world of Kedushin. V'zeh Pashat, the Isha Kone Osa Derech Nesina Lechud V'lo Derech Shovi Mashi Isha, because she's priceless. Right, so clearly, this everyone agrees to. However, in the world of karka, here we have a machlokas. How are you kona karka? Well, are you kona karka with kesef kinyan, or are you kona karka with kesef piraon? That the Sma says that in the world of karka, you're kona with kesef piraon, with value, and the Taz says, no, karka, you're kona with kesef kinyan. Okay, this is a very basic machlokas. What is the world? In other words, so we have two types of kesef. One type of kesef is the value, and the other type of kesef is an arbitrary halach means of kinyan. Arbitrary meaning that the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided it, that he said that you're kona an isha with kesef. That's how you're kona an isha. How are you kona a sada? That's a machlokas between the Taz and the Sma. Is Ephron our role model? Or no. In other words, Ephron simply, took Avram Avinu for a ride. In other words, had Avram given a penny, it would have been pruta. It would have been already his. Nachinami would have owed the money, but that would not have anything to do with the kinyan. Okay, so now.
In the case where the first suggestion of this Sma, where basically you're creating a loan, where is the kinyan happening?
The kinyan is happening when you decide to sell the land for the money you're giving plus the loan. Namely, I am selling it for $10 million. That $10 million has two parts. One part of it is a shtar of $9 million dollars that I owe you, and a nickel.
So I'm saying that the kinyan is chal with the shtar?
With the shovi kesef. With the shovi kesef.
But not the kesef itself, per se.
What?
But we're saying, but not the kesef itself, per se.
The shovi kesef is made up of the nickel and the rest of the money, which is going to be paid. In other words, nafkamina is, if I don't pay the $9 million, I default. Who owns the Brooklyn Bridge? According to the Taz, I own the Brooklyn Bridge, but they'll put me in jail because I have a $9 million debt. According to the Smat, the Mafreya turns out that there was no sale because the sale is $10 million. The nickel was a down payment. If I don't finish the down payment, so there was never a sale to begin with. Okay, it's a very basic difference. Who does the Brooklyn Bridge belong to? It could belong to me, but I'll sit the rest of my life in jail because I owe $9 million. According to the Sma, until the shovi is paid, the Brooklyn Bridge still belongs to the city of New York. Okay, in other words, you're buying with Kesef Kenyan or with Kesef Piron. These are two different means. Okay, so now, Rav Chaim pointed out, it would pay to say that if we're going to have a drasha of Shava Kesef Kekesef, how many drashas could we need? L'chora, we would need a drasha to tell us that kesef piraon, shovi kesef is kekesef, and we would need a drasha that kesef kinyan, shovi kesef is kekesef, because these are two different halachas. Namely, we need one drasha to tell us that if I give a woman a paperclip, she's mekudeshet to me with a pruta, because shovi kesef kekesef. And then we need, or maybe 10 paperclips. That would be the equivalent of a sheva pruta. And then I need another drasha to tell me that where I have a din of kesef piraon, there also shavah kesef is kekesef. Okay, so the world of nezikin, l'chora, is which world? When we speak about the fact that we're paying kesef in the world of nezikin, which world is it? Kesef piraon or kesef kinyan? Baruch, it's kesef piraon, right? I have to pay the value of that which I broke. If I don't pay the value of that which I broke, I just give him a nickel and I say, the rest of it put me in jail. I didn't. That's not kesef. Right, so nezikin is kesef pure. What about gira'on eved ivri? What about the gira'on of eved ivri? What kind of kesef is that I am paying? So I'd like you to read together with me a Tosus read. There's a Tosus read in Kedushin on the Mishnah in Kedushin, which deals with Eved Ivri. Gemara Paskins, Eved Ivri kone es atzmo. He can buy himself back be yovel, be misas haba'al, u be giron kesef. The Eved Ivri can become free in one of those three possibilities. However, an Eved Nirtza, if we have an Eved Nirtza, so the Mishnah says, "Kones atzmo biyovel ubemisa sabal." There's no din of gira on kesef by an eved nirtza. Question is, why not? So it's Malchokas Rishonim. Reisi kasev b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The hadalotani v'kone es atzmo bigira on kesef. Mishum de ein shayach bo kevan shelo nikne b'kesef. Gira on kesef is only a tit for a tat. If I was purchased for $6,000 and I worked for 3 years, I can buy myself out for $3,000. But an Eved Nirtza, what didn't become an Eved Nirtza because he got kesef, so there's no giron kesef. V'cheinam, he gives another case, hanikne bishtar below kesef. Let's say we have a case that you're my best friend. So I have a daughter who's a ketana, and I decide to give her to you as a gift, as an ama ivriya, until she grows up. She'll work for you. She'll be your waitress. She'll work for you as an ama ivriya. And after 3 years, someone gives her money to redeem herself. Can she redeem herself if she was given to you b'matana? So Rabbeinu Tam says, if The Haksiv Hefda, Mashma Shemigara at Pidyona, Vyotza, the Nafkalan Mehosam Shniknes Bekesev, Alma Mashma, Haniknes Bekesev, Yotza Bekesev, Aval Bishtar, Eno Yotza Bekesev, the Isaka Daita, Haniknes Bishtar, Yotza Bekesev, Emahaki, the Hefda, Myrish, and Niknes Bishtar, Aval Bekesev Menolan, the Niknes, Elabal Karchach, Ainu Svara, Hecha the Kibla Avia Kesev, Migarat. Hecha the lo kibel mayigra. Okay, l'chora Rabbeinu Tam makes a lot of sense. There's only a din of giron kesef when you have a kinyan kesef. Namely, giron kesef is what type of money according to Rabbeinu Tam? Kesef piron. It's value for value. There's a Rashi in Kedushin on that Mishnah in Kedushin on Daf Yud Dalad. It says exactly, it's not Rabbeinu, it's really Rashi, not Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, it's very strange. The Tosas Reed always works off of Hamora, Rashi. And over here, there's also a Rashi on Yud Dalet on the base, Megaraz Pidyona, Midalok Siv, Venifta, Mashma, Vehefta, Sha'af Ha'adon, Mesayea, Bepidyona, Alma Bekesef Nikne, Di Ilok Na'a Bedonim, My migora'a, namely that there has to be a kinyan, money had to be given over in order for there to be a giron kesef. However, says the Tosas Reed, eino nira li, lomar shemisha nikne bishtar, eino migorea pidyono. In other words, that simply we would make, inachinami, I was bought as an eved ivri for a shtar, but I have a certain value, and that value we should divide among the 6 years, and I should be able to be kona myself. The hachi tanan eved ivri nikne bekesef bishtar vekones atzmo bishanim biyovel begiron kesef ubal karchen hay giron kesef akul koy benim nikne bekesef benim nikne bishtar isak odaytoch dafka nikne bekesef haveri misne hachi ha nikne bekesef yotze begiron kesef. Midikatana bigiron kesef stam, shmamina trevayukoi. Bein anikne bekesef, bein anikne bishtar. Lomi boy anikne bishtar vizoka famosra valva, shios bigiron kesef, filu hikna lo haav, esbito bishtar bimatana, as we mentioned earlier. Lo rotsa haav lekabo mimena domin, yotza bigiron kesef. Kevon shizichsa hatora lotseis bepidyo. Mali mecher, mali matana. Ay, what about the nirtza? That the Mishnah doesn't mention that a nirtza goes out the giron kesef, that's a knas. Ha nirtza in oyozim giron kesef ein atam yishum shalodikne bekesef nekshi knaso atora lehiratza lavod al hayovel ilkach ein oyozim giron kesef shalozichsa atora kim liyovel. Namely, that according to the Tosfos read, what's the function of giron eved ivri? What kind of kesef is it? It's halacha. You know, right? That, you know, in Achenay, it's not a pruta. You have to give $3,000, but it's not kesef piraon. It's not that you're paying back money that had been given to you. It's not a tit for a tat. This is considered to be kesef kinyan. Now we have kesef kinyan, which is determined in each situation what that kesef kinyan is going to be. This is how the Eved Ivri pulls themselves out of their situation. This is how the Amma of Rio was given as a gift. She can pull herself out of her situation. She can be kona herself with this giron kesef. So, if we learn, like the Tosfos read, we understand why Tosfos has two psukim. We understand why the Gemara has two psukim. We need a pasuk by Nezikin to tell us that Yashiv l'rabo shav kesef and kesef piron. And we need a pasuk by Eved Ivri to tell us that in the world of giron kesef, there's also a world of shava kesef. Then Rav Chisin continued one more and said that even if we say that we have kesef piraon, even if both of these are kesef piraon, right? According to Rav Matan and Rashi, even if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, that the world of Giron Eved Ivri is Kesef Piraon, the world of Nezikin is Kesef Piraon, maybe there are two types of Kesef Piraon. Where do we see possibility of two types of Kesef Piraon? what's the halacha in the world of Gezel? If I steal an object when it is worth 4, and now this object is worth 1, and it's broken, and now I have to pay back, right? I'm caught. I stole a book, and it was worth $4, and now they just republished the book, and I could purchase it for $1. How do I pay in the world of Gezel? Kol ha-gazlanim, meshalman, kishas, agzela. I owe 4. Okay, let's say I break a window. At the time that I broke it, the nezek was 4. And now, there's a sale. I can buy windows for $1. What? Now, these two payments are what? Kesef kinyan or kesef piraon? They're both kesef piraon. In other words, I can have two types of kesef piraon. I can have a kesef piraon that I pay 4, and I have a kesef piraon that I pay 1. In Rav Lichtenstein's language, this is a chov, and this is a chova. A chov means I have a debt of 4. The moment I broke it, I have a debt, I have to pay back 4. 1 would mean I have a chova, I have a duty to replace that which I took. Right? So in the world of Gezel, we have a world of chov. In the world of Nezikin, Yitachen, we have a world of chova. There's a Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sefer that gives brisker chakiras before there was brisk. And so over here, in his introduction to Ilchos Nizkeimamon, he raises this issue. Misha hizik shum chayfetz mechaveru hayashave ba'osa shal chamisha achar kach b'shas piron huzal eno shave la'arba kama chayev l'shlume. In the world of Gezel, clearly we say, you have to pay chamisha lefisha yashave b'shas hagzela. You can't just return something different. In other words, this is Asher Gozal, Ke'en She Gozal. Aval b'mit b'mazik, aside from Gezel, Efshar Shesagi Kishi Yachzir Kli Acher, Kamo Shehizik, I have to replace. So the Iker is that I replace it. I have a chova, I have a duty to replace it. Hashtei Noshava Kol Kach Kaname Ikara. And he brings a Rambam in Hilchos Toim Benitan that Lechora deals with this issue. If you recall, this is the Rambam that we saw. We saw the Rambam, if you go into someone's field and you dig it up, you cause a tremendous amount of nezek to the field, and then you're caught, and you claim that a person claims you owe me $50 for your digging it up, and I say, Mapitam, I only caused damage of $20. So the Rambam says, in this case, there is no shvuas motiv miktas, because our issue is karka. And the rabbi says, what do you mean the issue is karka? The issue is how much do you owe? You owe either 20 or you owe 50. The issue is money. What's their machlokas? Nachon. According to the rabbi, we see it as a chov. In other words, I owe money. The moment I dig it up, I owe money. I have a debt of money. And that's something that we can have a shuva someone to mix us. According to the Rambam, I have a chova, I have a duty to replace that which I did. That's karka, that's land. I have a duty to replace the land the way it was, that there's no shvua on land. If you recall, we learned Reb Chaim over there, where Reb Chaim wanted to distinguish between the world of Nezikin and the world of Chovel. That in the world of Nezikin, we have a chova. In the world of Chovel, Chovel also pays Nezik. Nezik tzar ripui sheves boshes. The Nezik of Chovel is a chov, not a chova. And we spoke about it as a gzeres hakosuv, that I have to pay. It's not a svara. In any case, so I quoted the Reb Chaim for you over here as well. So he just as review. Okay? So we could say that I need 2 psukim. 1 pasuk to tell us that the kesef piraon of chov is even, we'll say shava kesef ke kesef, and the other in terms of chova. So nezek would be an example of chova and eved ivri, according to Rabbi Tam and Rashi, would be an example of chov, of a chov. You know, where it's that's what I have to pay if I want to redeem myself. Okay, so we have over here then the reason why we'd have two psukim, the seder. Okay, we neder, next time I already gave you the basic Mar Makamos, we'll learn the Gemara until the two dots and of Zayin Amud Beis, until the Likbitz Olav Zvina that we saw today, with Rashi and Tosvos the Aikur, and the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam, okay? Well, that should be more than enough to do by Wednesday. Okay, Shev Rochav HaTzalachah.
Hey, thank you very much.